This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, about Overstock.com, not about shopping, but pet adoption. But first, Jay Leno talking about Bill Cosby and talking about Jimmy Kimmel's supposed mean streak. Leno was making jokes at the Television Critics Association's panel for his new CNBC show, but got serious when it came to Bill Cosby. The former Tonight Show host finds it fascinating that Cosby has close to 50 accusers, and people call them liars, wondering why the women waited 40 years to come forward. But men wait 50 years to tell us a priest touched them, and we believe them, but we don't believe the women. That seems sexist to him. On the topic of late-night hosts, Leno praised his replacement, Jimmy Fallon, but thought talented Jimmy Kimmel has a mean streak. Leno said of Kimmel, "I think he's really funny, and I think he's talented. I just think he has a bit of a mean streak. The best thing you can have in this job is kindness. That's the one thing you have to keep because your job makes you arrogant. It makes you think you're superior. Consequently, there's a tendency to nail the little guy. When I watch this thing he does where he takes the candy away from kids at Halloween and they cry, I don't get that. That seems mean to me. I guess it's funny on some level, but on another level, it doesn't come from the heart. It comes from somewhere else. And I think that's maybe why he hasn't achieved the success he'd like to, because I think he's just got a bit of a mean streak." Guinness World Records named Corduroy, a cat in Oregon, as the world's oldest living cat. Corduroy turned 26 on August 1st. Corduroy has lived with his owner in Sisters, Oregon, since he was a kitten and the owner was 7 years old. The oldest cat ever was Cream Puff in Austin, Texas, who lived 38 years and 3 days and died August 6, 2005. A regular contributor here is Anne-Marie Lucas from Animal Precinct on Animal Planet for so many years, and she is our official animal advocate. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific, and we want to talk about not dogs and cats necessarily today, but some of the smaller pets that you can acquire, right?
Yeah, I thought we would show some love to the small animals out there who sometimes get forgotten in the world of adoption of dogs and cats and even horses. There's a whole other world out there of small animals who also deserve to have wonderful homes and unfortunately end up in shelters and rescue groups because they're unwanted or someone didn't realize what they were getting into when they took one of these animals home. And, you know, it ranges from, you know, rabbits, guinea pigs, gerbils, hamsters, even rats, which can make great pets, by the way, ferrets, reptiles, including snakes, even birds, chickens, ducks. I mean, there's a whole world out there of wonderful little animals that would love to have wonderful homes, too.
And some of them are actually in shelters?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of them are in the rescue group for that particular animal. But a lot of times people will drop their animals off at shelters, and although shelters aren't required to take in these animals, the people in the shelter are lovely people, and of course they want to save all the animals that they can. So they take them in and hope that they can find someone appropriate to adopt these little guys.
Now, you mentioned rats.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you've run into people that have pet rats?
Oh, all the time. I mean, they make really, really great pets. They're really, really adorable. They're playful. They're lovable. I've even rescued rats before. I rescued New York City rats, which was a little different than a pet rat, because they are living creatures, and I know a lot of people don't like rats, but in the category of pet rats, there's a whole world out there who just adore their little pet rats. They're not only for food for snakes and other, you know, big reptiles, but they're also adorable little guys that, you know, that would love to have someone who understands them and really loves the breed.
Well, now, I remember when my daughter was younger, we got her a, what do you call those spiny things?
A little bearded dragon?
It curled up in a little ball and it had...
Oh, a hedgehog.
A hedgehog.
Yes.
What do you think of those little guys?
Adorable. But not every town or city allows them because they are a wild animal. So, again, you have to understand what they require, the certain habitat. And all these animals require a home within a home. So if you bring one of these animals in, you have to understand their diet. They might need heat lamps. You don't want to just throw them in a cage. You want to set up their habitat so it has to be large enough for them to move around and feel comfortable, and put all the things that they require. Do they need a little den? Do they need to be able to chew on things, on paper? Do they need a certain kind of bedding? Do they need a certain diet? All of these things have to go into consideration before you bring, say, a hedgehog home, which are adorable. And there's a whole ton of videos out there on just cute little hedgehog babies that are just ridiculous, and everybody loves them. But again, that's a living creature who really needs to have a certain sort of lifestyle provided for them. And I actually found this wonderful website I wanted to talk about. I don't have anything to do with the website, but Overstock.com, which is a shopping website that's been out there for many years, last year started an online pet adoption. And they list tons of beautiful small animals for adoption, which I had no idea that there were so many nationwide out there. But you can click on any type of animal, small animal, say rabbits, and type in your area code, and within a certain amount of miles that you want to travel, you can find that particular animal for adoption. So instead of going to the pet store and buying, you can adopt one of these amazing little animals who needs a home. And I just love this website because it's so easy to navigate and it's very responsible. They hooked up with animal shelters and rescues across the nation. So it's done responsibly. And the people who are adopting these animals out won't just adopt to anybody. You have to understand what that animal needs. You have to be a responsible pet owner, of course, and give them everything that calls for a good life for these animals, because they ended up in a shelter because someone didn't give them that. So, of course, they want to make sure that they have a wonderful life in your home.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So I wonder why Overstock.com got into the pet adoption business. Maybe somebody that runs the company is a real big pet fan?
Exactly. The owners of the company love pets, and they had this, you know, outlet for shopping that everybody was going to, and they said, why not extend that to something that we love personally, and we can help animals across the nation. So they do dogs and cats and horses and every sort of animal out there, except for exotic animals, which are illegal in most places. But it's really cool if you get a chance to check it out, online pet adoptions by Overstock.com. I loved it, and they have adorable little pictures of all the animals, and each rescue lists exactly about that animal, what they need, and who they'll adopt to. There's an adoption process and application that's really wonderful. I think it's a very responsible website as far as I can tell so far.
Now, how close did you come to adopting a new little pet?
Don't even go there, because I was texting my husband pictures of ferrets, which we love ferrets, but, you know, listen, we have enough to deal with here, but just adorable, adorable little guys for adoption. So you never know. There might be room for one more.
I just knew that you were itching to latch onto one of these shelter animals and make a new home for them.
Absolutely. We have plenty of room, so you never know. It might happen.
Now, your pet tip is, when people are doing parties or whatever, don't use a small pet as a prize or a reward, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's just a mean thing to do to a parent. You know, what was intended as a parting gift for a child at a birthday party is now a commitment for the parent for the rest of the life of that animal. I mean, that's just mean. So giving an animal as a gift requires a money commitment, a time commitment, and a lifelong commitment for that animal. So a lot of people give out fish or small animals as parting gifts or favors. I mean, that's just crazy and not recommended in the humane world at all. Also, when you go to small fairs, and you can do a game and throw the ball into a bowl and win a fish. I mean, that's not recommended either, because then now you have to provide a whole world for that animal. You need the fishbowl, you need the proper food, you need the lights, you need everything that you need. So it really becomes a money issue, and it really becomes a commitment. And, you know, send them home with some candy. That's probably much more recommended than a live animal. So not recommended, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I think I would be pretty mad if I was a parent and my child came home with a fish that I wasn't expecting. And, you know, if you've cleared it with the parents beforehand, that's one thing. But don't do that to somebody that you like. All right, guys. You know what's really funny, Mike, is the Overstock.com commercial just came on my TV, and my dogs are barking at that commercial because they see all the dogs.
You have smart animals at your house.
They are so funny. They watch TV as much as I do.
That's too funny. Now, you know, if you go to the carnival and they have the thing, you don't have to play that particular game if you don't want to go home with a fish, but I was pretty good with the ping pong balls and getting fish for all of my kids.
Well, listen, if you're a parent who is okay with that, that's fine. It's the kids who come home with the expectation that they weren't going to come home with a fish that the parents would probably be upset. But if you're with your child and you go to a fair and it's a good way to bring a pet home that you have already planned for, that's fine. So you are a responsible parent, of course.
Of course.
But there are a lot of people out there who aren't, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, no, I used to send kids home from my kids' birthday parties with scratch-off lottery tickets, which probably is not a good idea.
Wow, no, that's wonderful.
I'm just kidding.
Unless they win the big jackpot, and then you're upset.
You're splitting it with me, kid.
Exactly. That has to be the deal, right?
All right. So listen, we'll look for overstock.com and click on the pet adoption part of it.
Exactly.
And that's a great place to go. You wouldn't have thought that that's where you'd find small pets.
Who knew? But it's really wonderful.
Anne-Marie, thank you as always. Your insights are appreciated.
Thanks, Mike. My pleasure.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Micro Minute. Motorcycles don't care how many other motorcycles you have or how many other motorcycles you've ridden. And they don't wake you up at 4 a.m. to see if you still love them. Welcome to this edition of ABM's Why Motorcycles May Be Better Than Married Life. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 6 more reasons why motorcycles may trump married life. Motorcycles do not snore. Your motorcycle won't leave you for another biker. If your motorcycle goes flat, you can fix it. If you come home with greasy fingernails, it won't get jealous. You don't have to talk to your motorcycle after you ride it. Motorcycles don't whine unless something is really wrong. Motorcycles may beat married life.
American Biker Minute.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's a 6-time WNBA All-Star and 2-time winner of the Naismith Award. She led Tennessee to the NCAA's first three-peat by a women's basketball team.
The Silver Stars win in Holdsclaw's debut, 88-81.
So where is Shamiqua Holdsclaw now? Shamiqua's autobiography, Breaking Through, Beating the Odds, Shot After Shot, came out in 2012. In the book, she discusses former coach Pat Summitt and her battle with depression. Later in 2012, Shamiqua found herself on the wrong side of the law.
The Olympic gold medalist allegedly followed her ex-girlfriend and former teammate Jennifer Lacey home from the gym on Tuesday. Police say Lacey called a friend after she noticed her car smelled like gasoline and realized Holdsclaw was following her.
Shamiqua Holdsclaw, facing a new kind of adversity. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.